G20 leaders have agreed to release more than $1 trillion to combat the economic downturn. The deal reached in yesterday's meeting includes a finance package to fund $250 billion of trade over the next 2 years. The executive director of the UK-based international Catholic development charity Progressio, Christine Allen, told us there was real focus on the moral implications of the crisis.
I think we were pleasantly surprised by what came out of the meeting. I think one of the things that was so surprising was the degree to which the whole agenda was placed within a values context. And I do feel that the letter from Pope Benedict actually played a significant part of that. And I was at a meeting that Gordon Brown addressed just on Tuesday morning, and he specifically mentioned that he'd had the letter from the Pope. And I think the fact that not just that letter, but also there was another statement from all the religious leaders here in the UK issued earlier in the week. I think there's been a tremendously strong values, a moral compass, kind of moral framework set around this G20 discussion of the sort that I've not really heard before, of the quality that I've not really heard before. And I think that we're seeing a confluence here, a convergence of a moral agenda coupled with people's general feeling that the system somehow, we've lost our confidence in the system. The system has failed. The system is broken in some way. And so there's this search for an alternative.